This is Fresh Air. Late in 1974, jazz bassist and composer Charles Mingus recorded his albums Changes 1 and 2 with a new quintet. The following July, they were caught live at Switzerland's Montreux Jazz Festival. A recording of that concert is out. Our jazz critic, Kevin Whitehead, calls the quintet one of Mingus's most explosive bands.
Charles Mingus's composition, Free Cell Block F, Tis Nazi USA, from his quintets Live at Montreux 1975, now out on two CDs. The recorded sound isn't brilliant, taken from a concert video, which has been out on DVD a while. You can hear the buzz of Mingus's bass amp during quiet passages, and the incomplete program is just barely long enough to require that second CD. And yet, it's a great look at one of Mingus's most dynamic bands, one he'd assembled over a couple of years. Last to join was trumpeter Jack Walrath, who'd stick with Mingus from then on, always attentive to the shape of his melodies. Mingus might walk a tightrope between form and explosive content, and this band really exploited that tension. A younger Mingus occasionally sang hoarsely expressive vocal blues. In 1975, saxophonist George Adams sang Gatemouth Brown's lyric to Devil Blues, like Mingus's unbridled id.
I need a gal every now and then who makes me want to live like other men.
Charles Mingus's Live at Montreux 1975 is a great showcase for the band's main provocateur, its spectacular pianist. Don Pullen shifts seamlessly between polite and percussive modes, between tinkling melodies and lightning streaks across the keyboard, threading it all into one continuous statement. Mingus once scolded Don Pullen for dropping a tune's form altogether, but the leader's general policy was, the soloists can do what they want as long as they play my melodies right. Charles Mingus was a master of long-form jazz composition, and all the players do right by his sometimes tender, sometimes playful melodies. This is from a half-hour version of Sue's Changes. Mingus himself was a relentlessly swinging bass player, and drummer Danny Richmond was his favorite rhythm partner. The sparks really fly when the band's swinging and rambunctious and rhythm and blues tendencies converge, everything at once, in a glorious and highly focused onslaught. After that outbreak, Mingus reasserts control of his band's band, inviting up guest trumpeter Benny Bailey and baritone saxophonist Jerry Mulligan. They join the quintet for a couple of tunes, including a romp on Take the A-Train, where Mingus and Mulligan fall into a bass and baritone duet. Charles Mingus's classic 70s quintet worked a lot, but only lasted about a year. First Don Pullen and then George Adams moved on to form their own quartet with Danny Richman. That drummer would also keep working with trumpeter Jack Walrath after Mingus died in 1979. The 1975 Mingus Quintet might sound combative, but the players forged enduring partnerships.
Kevin Whitehead writes for Point of Departure and is the author of Why Jazz. He reviewed Charles Mingus live at Montreux 1975.